What was I listening to? The latest episode of Blank Check, the popular movie podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, Patreon special edition, a commentary for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1990 movie.
Oh, okay.
Hit Record Joe Riff, because they were talking about Hit Record. And I was sitting there listening in 2024 thinking, this is the stuff we were doing 5-6 years ago. Jacques Yours!
Yeah, we should see.
Pinjumon, person I have met.
Ah, but you've met him as well.
You stole him. Yeah. I shall go out to him and go, you stole my skits. Through a secret window, we shall do it. Is it a secret window or shattered glass? Which one was the one? No, it's secret window.
Secret
Johnny
window.
Johnny Depp and John Turturro. And John Turturro's like, you stole my stories.
I don't know if I'm
got the hand on the corn and the corn in the hand. Like, what is this credit song going on?
I know
the band Korn. That was not Korn. I know my David Kep as well. That is why I know this stuff. We know this because we David Kep it.
Whenever I hear David Kep's name, I think of Packer from The Office. But that's David Koechner.
Should I pronounce it Koechner and Coep?
Yes.
You've been down the Coep lately. You've seen well-written screenplay, sometimes structurally a bit advanced for itself.
What's the?
You've seen the director of Mordecai.
what's the premise of Blank Check Pod?
Okay, sorry. I shall if they steal from me.
Yeah.
Give me a second.
Okay. It's not about someone who introduces someone else to movies and sees if they're mad that they watched a movie, if they're movie mad for it, is it? Because I wouldn't put it past them now.
But you would think they would have it somewhere easy. Oh. Directors who have had a success early on in their careers and they are given a blank check to do anything they want. Sometimes those checks clear, sometimes they bounce, baby.
Okay.
Is the...
Sounds cool.
That is from hundreds of episodes of listening, trying to recall exactly how it is. Yeah, so, you know, they watch films and run through a filmography of someone.
Yeah.
First run was Shyamalan. Obviously, he had a couple of weird small films that no one saw. And then The Sixth Sense. Then after The Sixth Sense, he could make a bunch of films. And sometimes those films were, okay, right, this makes sense. This is another Bruce Willis dark psychological thing, and sometimes they are, so Paul Giamatti is in love with a lady in the water.
I never saw that film.
That film, I think, is one.
But you've sold it.
I think that film is absolutely delightful. I watched it with a friend a couple of years ago during the pandemic, as both of us writers, and we're like, no, you know what? Who fucking cares that people were so negative on it? It's like, oh, it's a child's fantasy story. Yes, it is. It is told as a child's fantasy story. And that's why you can get away with a lot of things, because it's about story. I mean, Bryce Dallas Howard is a water nymph named Story. Mm. It's not shying away from that.
Yeah.
Bob Balaban is the first victim. He's a film critic who tells the scrunt that's about to kill him, you can't kill me. I'm, you know, it's a family picture, and I'm a likable, you know, I'm a comic foil. You can't kill me, because you would... get in a film, you if I look, died now, it would stop being entertaining and funny and start to get serious and too dark.
Mm.
And then it gets killed. And it goes meta. And it's like, it's fucking enjoyable to do that. Sometimes it's fun.
How long is that film?
That is like 95 minutes, maybe 110. Is it? Okay. Maybe 110 at most.
Mm.
And M. Night Shyamalan, of course, plays the person who is which is not a cookbook, will be bring the ultimate destruction of all humanity, always the most important piece of literature ever to have not yet been published. That is what that film also has. I know a lot about Lady in the Water.
Hmm.
It is a film I enjoy. My name is Andrew Jones, and as I have profited throughout all of this, so you have all your evidence, I am a cinephile.
I am Johnny Ellis, and I am movie mad.
Are you movie mad?
I am movie mad.
About all of the kinds of cinema that exists in the world, because we, in this podcast, are endeavouring to show you all kinds from all walks all kinds of films, some made by the Hollywood mainstream industry, and some that is outsider art and obscure and strange.
Outside art, you say?
Yes, sorry. Thank you. I'm clever. And I ask afterwards if you were mad that you watched the movie, or if you were indeed, as you claim to be online, movie mad for that particular input of art involved.
Although the tables have turned quite this week.
What you're going to do, I believe, was the SNL sketch. It's a switcheroo.
Although I don't really...
By the way, that sketch is so good. People don't talk about it enough.
I really don't remember too much about this film.
Because you were hiding. It terrified you.
And someone at work was asking me what you're up
to. No, a friend.
Yeah, a friend. And she said, oh, do you know what it's about? And I said, oh, yeah, I've seen it. And she said, is that any good? I was like, oh, I can't remember. So,
Johnny, of course you've seen it. You've seen it. You've seen it, Chapter 2.
I have seen it and it, Chapter 2. And it, the TV miniseries.
That's two more it than I've ever seen. And I've seen both children and it.
I have also watched another miniseries this week, this past 24 hours. I've watched Baby Reindeer. 7 episodes. Easy to get through. Quick. Very dark.
Is it easy to get through?
Yeah, not easy because to get through.
The subject matter does not sound easy to get through.
Yeah. I didn't think it was going to be that hard going.
When I read it was a comedy, and then I read a BBC article saying what it was, I thought, no, you don't call that a half-hour comedy, even if it's in brackets or quotes. That's just a drama. That's just a drama.
See, I read that it was based on his Edinburgh one-man show. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, Edinburgh Fringe, one night, you know, that's interesting. It's going to be a funny little, hey, I had a stalker and these were the funny things she got up to. No, it's not like that at all. It's quite dark.
No, people have now decided that stand-up is a place to do therapy.
Yep.
And you don't need to do jokes. And some people are saying, well, it's brave to do this kind of thing because, you know, it's really hard to talk about. You know what's really hard? Writing a fucking joke. It's easy to write a lot of things, but jokes are fucking hard.
Yep.
As I prove every fortnight with this podcast.
Yes. But yeah, this week's film, why don't you explain what this week's film is? Because
This week's film.
Yep.
In the vein of Baby Reindeer.
Right.
Is about trauma.
Yes.
And the devastating effect that humans have on one another.
Yeah.
The impossible, unending devastation we all place upon one another in society, and how some people will take it further than ever.
And ultimately make things not fun. You've even seen it.
I like to read into things. I have a Bachelor of Arts.
True.
About moving image, film, and television.
Stage.
Oh, I've got nothing for the stage except for a stage play that needs to be put on. So if there are any theatrical producers listening, I'm here.
So we're doing Terrifier this week.
Ah!
I didn't put this on the list. You did.
No. Did I?
Yes.
Did I? Who's that? Some weird black and white clown with a tiny little hat came in, laughed at me and waved.
That's more than he ever does in the film, in terms of sound.
He also had, that squeak wasn't some sort of nose. Well, it was a nose. It wasn't a funny red nose. It was red. It wasn't funny. It was also attached still to the person. When I say the person, I mean half a person. At best, there were tendrils coming out of the legs.
Now, like, what made you put Terrifier on the list?
Well, it's May.
Yes.
And I was thinking, well, what would NSYNC do? And knowing how Justin Timberlake treated people, I felt like, oh, well, that's akin to this character, Art the Clown. He can't stop that feeling.
This feels
nothing he can do but stab, stab, stab. Come on.
This feels so much unlike you.
I've watched a lot of horror films in the past 5 years.
Yeah, that doesn't feel right.
Have I enjoyed many horror films? No.
No.
But it's not a genre I care about. I persevere. I wrote a horror film.
You I read did it back write recently. A horror film. Yeah.
It only becomes a horror film in the last 25, 30 pages because it establishes all the character world first and gets you enjoying everything to realize, oh, it's all gone to hell. Everything's shit. Because that's my kind of horror, is existential.
Yeah.
My horror is Synecdoche, New York. That's a perfect horror film. Charlie Kaufman knows what horror is. People who just chop up guts don't know what horror is.
How long have you been wanting to watch Terrifier for?
Let's see. We've been recording for 10 minutes, 40 seconds. So 8 minutes now. I don't.
Right.
I'm just so confused about the sequel success that I want to do that. And how that film
could I didn't want to spoil hours. the next spoiler episode alert. Already, but
it's gonna be mad. Yeah. And it's gonna be bloody. We're doing that, and by way of doing that, we have to, by law of Johnny, start from the start.
I was gonna say, I thought this was a me thing.
Simpson, Bartholomew A. That's Bart with an art and a capital B, then Sim plus Earth to N, that's me. Introduction aside, let's move right along. We can all sing along with the sound of the gong. Once upon a time, about a week ago, sudden trouble started to grow. My alarm was buzzing, but I was snoozing, supposed to get up now, but I was refusing to let reality become an intrusion because in dream land, I was cruising.
I feel like...
The buzz kept buzzing. The head kept buzzing. Gave the radio a throw and heard an explosion. Dull! Opened up my eyes. To my surprise, there stood Homer with his temperature rise.
This is the real reason. This is the real reason we're doing.
I don't know what happened after that.
I think you just reached really.
It's a breakdown. There's like two more lines, and he goes, oh, I know, I was in deep, deep trouble. Trouble! Dun, 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 deep, deep trouble! Dun, 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 dun,
that's that trouble. This is the only reason you wanted to. You realised Bart has art in it, and then you thought,
the
if I do.
Be, plus, same the necessary end, that's me. I'm trying to decide as we've run along, we will sing along with the sound. Go, that's my show. No! See, that's my triggering phase. You can't do early 90s animated hip hop, turns out, is my thing.
I think all these years you've been wanting to do that, and you've been trying to find a reason to do it, and then you realised, oh, there's a film with a character called Art. Now's my opportunity.
There's a bunch of characters called Art in a lot of things.
Yeah. Yep. But this one's a clown, much like Krusty the Clown. And who likes Krusty the Clown?
I was chilling, he was yelling, facial disorder because he was propelling. It wasn't what he said, but more of his tone, the usual jibe, but you know, it's the grindstone. I said, I'm real sorry, but that didn't kind of set a protest, but Dad yelled, shut it, get up, move on the double, because if you don't, you're in deep, deep trouble. There it is.
Listen to this for an hour and a half instead.
I would recreate the Simpsons Sing the Blues right now. Let's have a little bit of Springfield Soul Stew. Holy shit, did I listen to that CD? I've still got that CD.
Yep.
I love that.
I'm still fascinated by why we're doing this double bill of episodes.
Well, I did want to wait until Halloween. I wanted to do some, if we're going to do it in horror time, I want it to be a good thing for spooky
enough.
Season.
And it's quite fitting. You know,
it's just been my birthday.
Yeah, it's just been your birthday.
So this is the way to celebrate. Yeah, we're not doing a commentary this year. We're all a bit busy. Some of us are just getting back to London later today from the time of release, having spent nearly a week with this sod.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I will come. And I just want to have a good time watching what I assumed when I put it in would be dark, violent schlock with a friend. But then I did a thing, which was a pre-game.
Yes, you pre-gamed. I've not pre-gamed.
No, but you've seen these films.
I've seen these two films.
You've seen the features.
Yeah.
I dare to go ahead and watch All Hallows Eve, which includes Terrifier, the short film, as one of the three in the film.
Yeah.
And has a wraparound.
And how was that for you?
That was miserable, badly shot. Sound was terrible. There was a sequence in which it was just like someone walked through a house and they cut out all the sound, so there was no thing. And then to make a jump scare, it was a piercing bring bring noise.
Oh,
someone
right.
had put the sound effect up, the fake sounding sound effect up, all the way up to the dial.
Mm.
That's not even interesting.
Yeah.
That's not quality shock. And if you're going to do horror, you want to have the shock be strong, as well as, obviously, you've got the interest to do a lot of blood and violence.
Mm.
But it means nothing if you do not care. Things mean nothing if the writing isn't good. Everything starts with the page.
What do you think? What did you think of your first encounter with Art the Clown?
I didn't think it was that funny.
I don't know. He needs to work on it.
Yeah, his act seemed to be, I'm going to run around a gas station and then chainsaw through an attendant and then knock out a woman and then make her wake up naked without any limbs with cunt written, scraped into her skin.
Ooh, as we call it, Saturday.
And I watched that on YouTube.
Yeah. Huh.
Hmm.
Well, I've got the Terrifier. It comes up as Terrifier 1 on Paramount Plus.
That's it.
And the summary
I've got Paramount Plus on it. Just says Terrifier.
Oh, I've opened up. Have you opened up the page?
Yeah.
Oh, it says Terrifier 1.
Yeah. Terrifier 1 8 Plus 2016. 1 hour 2:84. Mm. Yeah.
No, it says one right next to Terrifier here. So the summary is as such. No, mm-hmm. is as follows.
Uh-huh.
Brace yourselves as a maniacal clown. Maniacal clown.
Now, when I last heard the word brace yourselves, it was actually Brace for Impact and it was Sully. So maybe this is going to be like Sully. but then we know if we should have done this. We should have done this in July. Oh, no.
Did they not say that when you landed in Ireland? No. When you came to visit. They didn't say brace yourselves.
No. It said, go with God. Confess now. It's all going to hell.
Yeah, makes sense.
It was a crack. It was good crack.
Brace yourselves as a maniacal clown named Art begins his reign of terror on Halloween night, setting his sights on three young women and anyone else that gets in his way! Exclamation mark.
I should also point out that in All Hallows Eve, it does end with the woman walking up, the babysitter who's been watching these short films, which I don't know why she continued after the kids went to bed, going up, having been harassed by Art outside and stopping him coming in or something. I don't know.
Okay.
It got boring. Opening the door and finding the heads of the two children she was looking after.
Ooh.
One a teenage boy, one a slightly older teenage girl. We thought, right, that's what we're doing. It's violence against women and children.
Yeah.
Isn't it shocking?
See, that sounds like something that would be at the end of a Treehouse of Horror.
Yes, a new modern-day Treehouse of
Horror,
and they have 3 minutes to do a whole section.
Yeah.
I had to look up to see if that played Fright Fest, because it seemed like something that would be on Fright Fest during the morning so people can skip over it.
Yeah.
But I think if it did, it probably got rejected because, quite frankly, it felt like a series of rejected short films put together.
Maybe it played during the short film showcase and someone went, I can put these together.
Yes.
So that's the summary. And it says it's a gore-filled, sadistic, twisted, chaotic horror experience not to be missed. So do you feel like
should have told a lot of people. I've missed it so far.
Yeah. Yeah.
The question is, will by the end of its run, I have felt like my life has finally been complete by seeing it, or I just exist now?
Well, there's only one way to find out,
I suppose.
There's
not many ways to find out.
There's not many ways, but there is one I can think of. You can read the script.
Can I read the script?
I don't know.
Hold up a second.
You're just flicking through your scripts right now. Let's see if I've got it on the shelf.
Exterior, cold light of day. I realised this was a bad idea. I decide to turn over the page. Don't make this film. Seriously, guys. Don't let me make this film. Stop making it. I told you to stop making it. If I say I'm going to make this film, tie me up, I'm drunk again. I made the film. It was a success. End of shit. That's not how you write a script, by the way.
Well, maybe it's not how you write
it. Comes from the page first. Yes, well, I know how to write scripts. I'm decent at them. Let me paid.
All right.
Let me get paid.
Let's watch.
I'll write your Terrifier.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's watch Terrifier 1, as it says here on Paramount Plus, for me anyway.
Well, for me, it just says Terrifier.
And when we come back, you tell me how you would do your Terrifier. Because I think you'd make it infinitely better. What would you do with the clown of art, the art of clown?
Well, the art of the clown would be to have him do some funny shtick first.
Okay.
It would be a lot of pulling rabbits out of hats. But the rabbits are made of knives.
I would like that. A knife rabbit. That would be quite...
Just bouncing towards you. Yeah. Two knife ears.
Yeah. Well, shall we watch Terrifier 1? I'll watch Terrifier 1, you watch Terrifier.
I'm going to watch Terrifier, yeah. It's the French version. It's how they say, arty.
Ooh la la.
In the second half of this podcast, the role of Andrew Jones will be performed by Art the Clown.
It's just going to be like half an hour of me talking to myself then. Yep, okay. Oh my god, I can't believe I sat through this again. I'd forgotten all about this film. There's not much.
I did
remember.
A lot. What you didn't see, because this is not a visual podcast and we do not record with webcams on just in case, by the way.
Yes.
We're not some of those kind of podcasts where we actually see each other. No. I did a lot of visual shtick, some smiles and some dancing around, some eye work right at a microphone. At a microphone. I committed to the bit.
I think this immediate
arte is about committing to the character and really finding the character, the pain, the anguish of the clown, but then finding that's the rooting of it, so that the humour comes from an actual place. It's not just silly. It's not just wild, but there is a yearning. There's a Pagliacci to it. You understand Pagliacci, right?
Yep. I don't understand this film, though.
See, Pagliacci is a story.
Yeah.
As a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Yeah, that's too.
This is not the Terrifier level.
Oh God, I'm already done, and I know we've got a second film to watch after this.
Yeah, well, we're doing it as an all-nighter, because we're committing to this. Jenny,
whose stupid idea was to do it as an all-nighter? Which idiot thought, hey,
I work nights; I can fit in episode recordings.
Oh God. All right.
I wanted to do all three human centipedes in a row one night. That was my big dream. We didn't get to achieve that. I wanted to just cuddle up with you and form our own human centipede while watching the human centipedes.
At least that has a plot.
Does it?
Yeah. More of a plot than this fucking film.
More of a plot isn't necessarily a plot.
True.
0.1% still doesn't quite get you into the one whole number here. Now, Johnny, tell me the first time. Terrifying.
I feel like you've been waiting to ask that for ages. It's not often you get to
nearly
ask that.
Nearly 300 episodes.
I have no recollection of the first time I watched Terrifier.
Brilliant. Thank you. Good night.
It was during the pandemic.
Yeah.
It must have been during the pandemic because Terrifier 2 came out during the pandemic, right?
It certainly did.
And it was available to purchase. I remember I bought both on Amazon. And I binge watched. I did a double bill.
Bezos got money.
Yep.
For your terrifying demands.
Yep.
The clown funds is funded by Bezos.
But I did exactly what...
that now. All murders that Art the Clown is responsible for stems from Bezos' desire to go into space again.
I did exactly what you're doing tonight, as we record, which is get through the first.
Drink a lot and feel depressed.
Yes.
Cool.
Get through the first one to get to the second.
Uh-huh.
Because I've heard nothing but good things about the second one.
Oh, that's...
I've really heard much about the first.
How many people had seen it by the time... Sorry, had seen Terrifier 2, don't get me on that one, by the time you were watching it? Terrifier 2.
I mean, it was in the discourse on Twitter stuff, I believe. Yeah.
Okay, so... But the plebs?
Yeah.
Plebs hadn't seen it and gone, no, it's just... It's just a long clock that doesn't do.
No, the
I've not seen it yet, but I'm guessing based on now two films of Damien Leone's.
Oh, yes, you've seen two films already now.
I've now seen two films. I'm not guessing the third one is going to be some sort of magical moment Unless this is a sudden uptick like a Top Gun Maverick.
Mm. Well, I did find a page, a website where it was Fright Fest reactions to Terrifier 2, which I can use at the end of this episode to tee up.
Is the Fright Fest reactions to Terrifier 2 a lot like the TV spot for Insidious using audience reactions, which features me?
No.
In my white hoodie, falling asleep. I was on TV falling asleep.
But no, I'll read some of the reactions at the end of this episode to tee us up for next episode. Or should I do it at the beginning of next episode?
I think you should tee it up.
Tee it up.
I want you to Terrifier it up.
But for now, let's talk Terrifier 1. What did you think? What thoughts, feelings? You spent most of the film rambling about other things.
I'm a rambler.
Yep.
I'm a gambler. Right. I'm a hot stepper. I'm a joker. I'm a midnight toker. Some people, and now I don't know who they are, some people confuse me with a lesser Hugh Grant film and call me Maurice. Well,
I've got a trivia piece. Well, I've got the trivia page up from IMDb, and the first thing that comes up says, David Howard Thornton was the sixth person who auditioned for Art the Clown after Mike Gianelli retired from the role and acting altogether.
Okay.
He gave all he could with the first time.
He finished the short film and All Hallows Eve and hung up his tiny little hat.
Yep.
And went to what... is he up to now, do you reckon?
He's probably working with Daniel Day-Lewis, cobbling shoes together. Or
he's Daniel's cobbling shoes and he's haberdashering tiny little fascinators.
Yes.
And every so often they'll get texts. One's getting joke texts from Paul Thomas Anderson about House of Woodcock, and the other's getting texts from Damien Leone going, what if I split a woman in half? They both look at each other going like, auteurs, they're just like us.
During the audition, David Howard Thornton began miming tasting his beheaded victim's blood, but then added salt to it to improve its flavour. This is what won him the role.
I mean, that would be a good bit of business, that kind of comedy. Yeah. Space work, mime, Commedia dell'arte. Where was it in the finished feature film, Terrifier?
He has previous mime experience, which he utilises in this performance. Also, there's an ambulance that drives past Dawn. We all remember Dawn.
Dawn is the character who got split.
The ambulance that drives past Dawn as she listens to the radio broadcast in the car was unplanned. That was a real ambulance that drove by.
And it had Yahya Abdul-Mateen III and Isaac Gonzalez in the back. Well, who's driving it? Jake Gyllenhaal, of course. What has just happened? Why, they stolen money from a bank and shot a cop, and they're trying to keep him alive for the safety of everybody inside.
Oh, we have the reason Art the Clown.
God, do you know what's bad but it's got a good story to it?
Go on.
Because it's got a story to it in one reason. Ambulance.
The reason that Art the Clown was created was because director Damien Leone felt that the 2010s lacked an iconic horror clown. However, he purposely made Art as different from its Pennywise as possible. For example, Art doesn't have hair, wears all black and white, uses weapons, and doesn't speak.
So not a clown. It's a mime. That's a mime. You've described a mime.
Yep.
Now, and we have an iconic mime, of course. In The Incredibles.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Bon Voyage himself. The iconic character. By the way, not putting that out of the internet. That's out of the recesses of my mind, Bon Voyage.
He describes Art as an evil Mr. Bean, which is what Rowan Atkinson is to James Acaster.
It's
also inspired by
evil Mr. Bean. Would mean that every so often he would say a word.
Yes, he would. Like, yep. Or make knifey. Some noises. Yep.
Oh, knifey.
Flexible friend.
Uh-oh.
He was also inspired by other silent and physical actors such as Charlie Chaplin,
Buster Keaton, Lon
Charlie
Chaney.
Charlie spoke a lot. Buster Keaton spoke a lot. Lon Chaney spoke a lot. There was
Doug Jones.
Sound at the time. Doug Jones, I've heard him on a podcast. I've heard Doug Jones on a podcast. That means he speaks. He's not silent.
And Jim Carrey.
Now, the thing about Jim Carrey is he has a rubber face.
He does.
And he also talks a fucking lot. Oftentimes you'll get him to talking. What's he talking about? Number 23. Yeah. What's that about it? Catches that bus every day.
Yeah, so I imagine Charlie Chaplin, Buster Keaton, and Lon Chaney are, you know,
launching a counter suit,
jumping up and down in their graves, ecstatic about the fact that they inspired such an iconic character.
Why not Harold Lloyd?
Why not Harold Lloyd?
What the fuck is wrong with
Harold Lloyd? Is spinning in his grave,
just
angry.
He was iconic. It was brilliant.
The jack-o'-lantern in the pizza parlor is CGI. Fucking AI.
It's not AI. That's the worst thing. Is
director,
that CGI? Why can't we get some more visual effect choices?
The director said he wanted the scene to have more of a Halloween film to it. So he had it in post-production. Pop in a pumpkin. That would do it.
What about if a film had more of a film theme to it?
Yeah.
By popping in a script. I'm just throwing an idea out of here.
The scene in the pizza restaurant originally meant to take place in a burger restaurant. He changed this when they realised that the two actresses are vegetarian.
Plant-based burgers exist.
Nope.
We've had mushrooms.
Not in this
or
universe.
Or beans.
Or evil Mr. Beans.
Oh, yummy! When yeah. Bean came out, it was called The Ultimate Disaster Movie, but I think we've just found a new one.
David Howland Thornton's favourite fictional character is?
Favourite fictional character.
Yep.
Fictional character. Boy, oh boy. Carla the Waitress from Cheers.
He hopes
Carla
to one
Tortelli.
Day
Sorry, him. Her name is Tortelli.
The Joker.
Sorry, the Midnight Toker.
Yep.
Maurice. Wow. Mm. Are we talking Arthur Fleck? Mm. Ooh, I'm hard edged. I listen to Gary Glitter. Ooh, everyone who comes up to me mocks me by seeing Sondheim. Ooh, Betty. Ooh.
The production had the difficult task of working around their shooting schedules of Catherine Corcoran, who played Dawn, and Jenna Cannell, who played Tara. Yeah. Corcoran was filming The Bleeder, which I've never seen. Cannell was filming The Bye Bye Man, which I did see in the cinema.
Stacey Title's The Bye Bye Man.
Yep.
Look, now Doug Jones is in that.
Yep.
But don't say it.
What an awful
name.
Johnny,
don't think it.
Yeah.
Don't you dare. You can don't say it, but also don't even think it. Don't buy a ticket for the bye-bye man.
Here's something which will shock you. The Craven Halloween store advertised on the radio.
The Craven Halloween store, because they're craving for it. And they're so broken, they're craven. Yeah.
Named after horror director Wes Craven.
Let me get that. Oh. Sorry, who? Where's Craven?
Where's Craven?
Oh. I assumed it was going to be named after the popular Spider-Man character in an upcoming solo film project, Craven the Hunter. A film we're all excited for because Aaron Taylor Johnson is going to be great new Bond.
Yeah.
Are we excited for Russell Crowe's voice in that film?
More excited than we are for the Terrifier movie.
He's doing Russian accent this time. It's definitely fine and good. And my son is Craven the Hunter, and he gets his power from lion blood falling mouth during a hunt. It is not that he's just some sort of guy who likes to hunt and is an old, you know, he's like a 40-something-year-old man who's been hunting a long time and just has that kind of strength. No, he's got lion blood in him. Craven the Hunter from the team who brought you a web connects them all.
Let's talk briefly about the fact that Art the Clown uses a gun.
Well, Art the Clown uses a lot of different kind of weapons.
He does.
None of them are clown-based. The hammer.
True. But I don't mind him using weapons
Implements are fine until it's actually... now you're all about gun control, but you don't mind bandsaws.
Yeah.
No, not bandsaws, mechanics.
The gun is too much. Like, it's boring.
For a horror. Everything is boring. I think, no, I think a gun is terrifying.
Yeah, gun is boring in the hand of a killer in a horror movie, you know?
In the hand of a killer in a horror movie?
Yeah.
In the hand of anyone, a gun is scary.
Yeah, but I'm talking
to... You're a baby, a gun, you're terrified. Terrified. Sorry.
In a specific context of a horror movie villain, them
of
holding the gun.
Of a stalker slasher, we're talking.
Yeah. Okay. I just kind of gives them less power, ironically enough. You know?
So
I think what scares you
about...
If
everyone got rid of their guns, they gain more power. In fact, the gun is taking away the power.
Yes.
And your Second Amendment rights are a fallacy because actually all of your constitution was designed for temporary nature and to be redrawn up as time goes and evolve with the times. It's not set in stone set of documents. They're planned to be completely rewritten and changed when society changed with it.
God, and you to speak stick so much it. More eloquently so than I ever could.
I care.
I'm glad I've got you in my life to just translate what I say better. Honestly, like... But yeah,
I was in my school referred to as basically the Stephen Fry of the school.
Aww.
I wondered at that point if they just meant I was kind of gay. I wouldn't have put it past them to just try and, you know, do a drive-by queer bait. But yeah.
No, you're my
bullies
Stephen
can be
Fry.
Bullies. Not like Stephen Fry at all. I would never out loud read the Harry Potter franchise.
But I'm going to start playing Little Big Planet and I'm going to have to call you every time I play it and just put Little Big Planet on mute.
I love Sackboy. That is a very Stephen Fry thing to say in general. sorry, I love Boy Sack.
Oh, Jesus.
See, this is the kind of jokes they don't have in the film because instead they have... Like,
nothing, they have nothing in
the film. No. They have the coroner, no, not the coroner, the mortician at the end. Who says, you know, get me a breakfast roll, bacon in it, or anything with bacon in it, just bacon. Just give me some bacon. That's a funny moment, because he's talking about bacon. He loves bacon.
Checked out.
Do you remember the scene in Parks and Recreation, in which Ron Swanson, after having a terrible dinner at Rob Lowe's, Chris Traeger's place, goes to a nearby diner and goes, give me all the bacon and eggs. Because you may have misheard. Just get bacon and eggs. Give me all the bacon and eggs you have. That's what they were riffing on. They were doing that basic joke again.
Yeah.
Isn't bacon funny? Bacon's the funny breakfast food that everyone can agree on internet joke. Everyone loves bacon. Go and make me a sandwich. Bacon. Bacon's the greatest food. Ha ha ha. Women and bacon. Ha ha ha. Reddit. 4chan, baby. 4chan.
There's a whole episode of How He Met Your Mother where...
Right, Humyum. Let's call it what it is. It's Humyum.
Humyum. Where Humyum. Ted... We discover Ted's never had bacon in his life. And he was allergic. He thought he was allergic to it. I think it was the thing. And it's not until the final season.
He almost ate it. His feet became red and cowboy-like. Yes.
Well, no, then he ate it for the first time and it was the greatest thing in the world.
I'm talking about his cowboy boots. I'm talking about his red cowboy boots.
Yep.
I was doing a Humyum reference for you, the fan of the Humyum show. He realises it's good.
Yep. Yeah.
Johnny, when was the first time you had bacon?
I don't. Do you remember the first time you had bacon?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was only like a decade ago, maybe.
Oh.
I always loved the smell of it, but I could never find interest in the visual of it on the plate. It always seemed wrong.
Yeah.
But I had it once in a roll. I was like, oh, right. Yes, salty, but that. And also it was streaky as opposed to the back, so it didn't have the fat on one side. It was streaked in a way that... Well, it was gristly, and I don't like the gristle. The rest of it was suitably placed together alongside a pork sausage.
I prefer it best when it's finely diced in, like, on top of a pizza. Not when it's, like, strips of it on a pizza. When it's finely diced on a pizza or finely diced and put in jack potato skins with cheese.
That's kind of... lovely.
That's my favourite.
That loaded kind of thing. Do you know how you finally dice Baker?
Go on.
With a blade. Do you know who uses blades?
Who uses blades?
Art the Clown.
Yeah.
A character who just pops up and then dies and then comes back to life because it's an impossible force that always does and does nothing.
Yeah.
Has a tiny little hat. Has a crook nose and sharp teeth.
Does it get you excited for Terrifier 2 now that you know he is invincible?
Of course it does. Could you just quickly go over the plot of Terrifier? We haven't really done that. I want Johnny to try and go over what visuals we could accrue from the film and any of the important character names, such as Tara, Vic and Dawn, obviously.
Right. What you want? What
could you give me a quick breakdown of what Terrifier is? For people who haven't seen Terrifier, don't intend to see Terrifier. Just listening to this podcast.
It's about on Halloween night, Tara Hayes finds herself as the obsession of a sadistic murderer known as Art the Clown.
Why does she find herself as the obsession?
I don't know. Oh, here's another longer one.
But she takes a selfie with him. Remember, she kind of gooses up to him at the Not Burger pizza place for some reason. And does like a, ooh, I'm going to sit on your lap and play with your hat. And then she goes over to her friend, and to Dawn, and she's like, oh, man, what are you scared of? You think he's going to take me back to his place and hack me up?
Yeah, she plants the idea in his head.
That's famously what clowns do.
Yeah.
He does nothing there and then he shits everywhere and writes his name in shit in the restaurant. Why? I don't know. Shit play.
The other plot for Terrifier...
By the way, Dawn gets sliced in half, stem to sternum, bottom to top, because she's upside down, just wearing pants. And she's sliced from the vagina downwards.
Yep.
Upside down. That's what annoyed me, and the visuals aren't even very good.
What annoyed me is that he doesn't even cut to the end of her.
No, she leaves her dangling together on the top of her skull.
Yep.
So it's not even
hard.
It gets
so close to anyway.
It's not Damien Hirst who really did that kind of things. Now that would make sense if it was like a Damien Hirst type situation. I'm going to cut you up and use you as presentation. Velvet Buzzsaw. Some episodes of Hannibal have that kind of feeling to it. So kind of presenting the human body as art.
The other plot summary on IMDb, written by PlayPilot, named one of the scariest clowns on screen by BloodyDisgusting.com, Art the Clown returns and sets his sights on three young women along with anyone else that gets in his way. Terrifier is based on a character from the successful horror anthology franchise All Hallows Eve. So that's the plot.
So there's a tenement building that's getting bug bombed.
That's the thing.
From mice. And, which means for some reason there's still people there.
Yep.
Despite the fact that technically they should have all been evacuated for the weekend. It's just there.
We should have been evacuated on the fucking film.
Well, technically, art evacuated all over the restaurant.
Touché.
And then just some stabbings around, some running and chasing. There is so much just. There is a scene in which Tara. After she's watched her, she's been tied up and watched her friend sliced in half in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
Is just running around and then hides behind a car and then sneaks around one side of the car while Art goes the other side and then around the side and around the side. And they basically do 720 around the car.
Yep.
Just a non-stop constant. You think, oh, maybe this is a joke. And you realise, no, it's entirely serious. This is meant to be a tense sequence. There were no shocks. There's nothing... It's no characters to feel for, to care about. It's just a concept of humanity to care about, but when you're watching it, you're losing all sense of what humanity is because the writing isn't human. There's nothing here. It is the vapid air of putting a camera down and friends saying, oh, this would be a fun idea. And they do something, and they do nothing to us. This is not storytelling. This is not art. This is just empty, vapid tedium. That goes on for far too fucking long. I don't understand how this character of a Kira who goes around and does something, and that's it.
Before I tee us up with Terrifier 2 reactions from Frightfest from 2022, are you mad?
2022, so that would be the year after Dune.
Yes.
The year after Space Jam A New Legacy.
Yep.
The year after Godzilla versus Kong.
What? Are you mad that you watched Terrifier?
I am mad that this film exists, because I think the people working on it, if they had a shadow of decency within their hearts, should have been able to concoct a story to put all their not particularly good practical effects, quite frankly.
Well, maybe there's
uncompelling practical effects, which is what it's all about. The gore doesn't look gory enough and is shot so badly that it's too bright and hasn't got any texture or feeling to it. It's just plopped there. And you need to do something more. It needs to be thrilling. It can't just be, oh, isn't it shocking we're doing this? Because once you shock someone, you can't just keep playing the same bone. Mm-hmm. It's not going to feel the same. The nerve has cut. You've got to find new nerves to touch. You've got to play the new hits. You've got to do something interesting. Tell a story. Explore the world. Create something. Oh. Think in your heart what you want to say about the state of something in the world or something in your life, and place that there. Metaphorize it.
Well, there's more time for exploration. Adapting,
evolve, explore, live, breathe, exist, touch grass.
There's more time for exploration in Terrifier 2, which is...
Yeah, there's 2.5 hours more.
2 hours, 20 minutes long. Many Fright Fest attendees were surprised to discover that Terrifier 2 runs 2 hours, 20 minutes long, but most seem to feel that more art can only be a good thing, writes Bloody Disgusting.
Which screen did this get, do we think?
I'd say it was the main screen. So here's a couple of tweets from Firefest.
Okay.
Terrifier 2 promised a lot for fans, but it actually delivered more. Ultra gory, stupendously violent, and utterly insane on every level.
I'm hearing just the same thing three times over.
All your Halloweens have come at once. Damien Leone's 140-minute Art the Clown epic is a splatter slasher full of absolutely insane levels of butchery, realised with incredible practical effects, over the top, out of control, and off the rails.
Is there a plot? Are there characters? Is there a joke that gets landed in this thing? Or is it just visual?
140 minutes is a long time to sustain a loose structure for gore gags, but Terrifier 2 manages it, as violent and mean-spirited as the first, with superb effects.
Loose structure.
Probably one of the...
As superb best, as the first. These are...
One of the best death scenes of all time. Art has truly cemented himself amongst the icons of horror. So, Terrifier 2 is where it's all out, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, if this one fails, I think we could say maybe the Fright Fest audience isn't the right fest people to go to for these kind of things. But that wouldn't be right. Fright Fest has never put a foot wrong.
One last tweet. I don't think anyone, in capital letters, anyone is ready for what an absolutely wonderfully, brutally insane movie Terrifier 2 is.
Let's have a morticum on the word insane. That feels like it's negative to mental health struggles.
Yep.
Don't use the word normal. Don't use the word insane or crazy. Let's care about other people. Respect other people. Don't use the R word. They use the R word in this one. Like the last episode of The Ringer. They used the R word in this one as well. Whereas last episode it was inappropriate and mean. This episode it was just random and mean.
Well, until we see Terrifier 2, where can we find you?
You can find me ranting and raving about the state of writing online at Instagram on Real Ethan Runt. And sometimes I will post if I've seen something on Letterboxd at Ethan Runt on there. I will not give you a star rating, but if I like it, like recent film Civil War, you might see a heart next to it. Civil War, good. Perfect structure.
Perfect writing. Film, yep. Best film of the year.
So far.
So far. We haven't seen Terrifier 2, that's the best film of the year. No, it's best film of every year.
No. Terrifier 3 is out in the autumn.
You can find me at movie_mad on Twitter, on X, rather, on Instagram, and MovieMad on Letterboxd. You can find us at iemoviemad_mad on Twitter and Instagram. And you can email us at iemoviemad@hotmail.com. But until then, yes,
hold up.
What?
I can find us on Apple TV, Amazon, Sky Store, Microsoft, Rakuten TV.
Really?
Yeah. That's where I can find us. Hello, right. It's me. Finding us.
That's not funny.
Yeah.
That's not funny at all.
I'm doing the hand things. You can't see it. I'm a visual format. I'm doing the hands on my face.
Oh, I've just got a constant shiver down my spine now.
I know, I'm erotic when I do that.
That is more terrifying than anything in Terrifier.
I got terrified on it.
Are You Movie Mad is part of the Podnose Network, the UK's leading independent entertainment podcasting network, produced and edited by Andrew Jones, executive producer George Grimwood. To find out more about Podnose's network, go to www.podnose.com.